Get ready for another messy show from this panel. We are ready to talk about a sloppy group of people. We're recapping Vanderpump Rules Season 5, Episode 13, Ambush, right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Because Jacqueline probably was being like, if she was there, she'll be like, James, go do it. Mama said. You don't knock people out.
Just a subtle shout out to James and Jax. God, I love this song.
I know, it's good. It's bringing it back. I haven't had this since I was in like 8th grade.
Stop it.
I wasn't born yet.
Okay, let's rein it in. Another sloppy episode of Vanderpump Rules. But we're going to have a sloppy after show to match.
Yes.
Hey, guys, it's your host, Megan Stecker. We have a fabulous, exciting guest panelist with us tonight. Introduce yourself, doll.
Hi, guys. I'm Jesse D'Angelo. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome.
Well, thanks for being here.
Excited to be here.
Happy to see you again.
We go way back.
Yeah, we do. We go way back. We do. We do Finding Prince Charming.
Oh. On another after show.
Yes.
Yeah, we go way back, but to here.
A few months ago. Sorry.
Oh. And I am Matthew Evan Payne.
And I'm Matthew's Eskimo sister. I'm Jay Ellis. Right?
Hashtag Eskimo sisters.
That was good.
Oh.
I didn't even know what I was like, wait, what is that?
I'm still not clear.
I knew about it. Okay, so kids, I do still have like the life of a Vanderpumper.
Okay.
I still work waiting tables at a restaurant on the weekend, and our restaurant could put these folks to shame. And we have Eskimo sisters at the restaurant.
Mm. Okay,
here's
this is a person who slept with the same guy.
Yeah, so it's two girls that have slept with the same guy.
Perfect.
Unbeknownst to the two of them, they were sleeping with the same guy.
Great.
Mm. Which, did Gigi and Ellie know that they were both sleeping with James?
They both approached it like they did. I'm assuming they did. They do now.
Yeah. They do. Well, they do now.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
We will get there, though. That's a leap.
Okay. Yeah. I think for Vanderpump Rules Season 6, let's rename it. Let's recast it the restaurant I work at because we have fresh storylines, fresh meat at my restaurant. Jay is like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
I was there. It's a juicy.
This is how Jay
place.
And I know each other.
Uh-huh.
We met at the restaurant I work at.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I'm
Did you wait on him?
Tonight.
No, I worked there.
He worked there.
Oh, you worked
I'm
there.
Sure you were such a joy.
No, here's a great, awesome story. He comes running up to me one day and was like, oh my God, you watch Vanderpump Rules?
Yes.
He's like, no one else here wants to talk about it. And I was like, oh my God, you watch Vanderpump Rules? Because no one ever wants to talk to me at work about my shows. Like, no one else watches them.
Ooh,
and so we got all excited about it and talked about our shows. And then one day, were you there when Jax's girlfriend came in?
Yes, it was Carmen.
Carmen came in. So they were obviously broken up in real life when she came in.
Yeah.
But she was, like, on the show Current Time, I believe,
right,
when she was there. And we were both like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh,
yeah,
my God. And then she saw, we have a kitchen that you can see straight through the windows and see all the people working in the kitchen. And she thought that one of the chefs was hot, and they got each other's numbers.
Yes. Yeah,
scandal.
We would ignore our tables and just talk about Vanderpump. This is like how Megan and I became
totes.
Friends.
Totes. I'd be like, oh my God, I forgot to get a refill of iced tea.
Who cares? I don't need it.
But like Pete, you look in the back.
Did you
like, whatever, it's free.
So
okay.
You spoke to Carmen when she was there.
I did not speak with her myself.
I ran the other way because I was so scared. She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous and she's the nicest.
Oh, I ended up pestering the guy, like the chef that she gave her number to. Pestering him, like,
call.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
I remember you were like, please, please, please just go on a date so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then I think it was kind of like a lot of like back and forth where they ended up never like getting together.
It was like a text romance.
Yeah. She had a lot of like excuses and, oh, I've been hurt and burned.
Take one for the team, girl. Do it for us.
I know,
we
right?
We have stuff to talk about.
I think she ended up ghosting him or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sounds right.
I don't know. He doesn't work there anymore, so I can't follow up on this story. But
if I know Carmen, and I think I do.
And I think
from staring at her from
I
across
just
the restaurant.
Say, this is why I moved to LA. Like, I just wanted to be, like, in this world and know these people. And after seeing this episode, I don't want to know these people.
Mm.
Anywho, I think that's a sentiment shared by all of us on the panel tonight.
Ooh, we have a friend in the chat room that we all know, or most of us, I think. Nick Marty, who is a host here at AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, my God. Hi,
Nick.
Love Nick. He said, everyone is looking good.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I'm sure he is as well at home. Hey, Nick. What? I know who Nick is.
Yeah.
Okay, he's the best.
I'm blushing after that comment.
And you guys all look fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, so thank you. So yes.
I was going to go sleep this tonight, but I decided to go with a button down.
We need to get on the show, but I was at the beach and then at the gym. So this is, but I feel comfortable. It's 70 degrees in LA right now. It's not raining. I know. So I ripped off the sleeves.
Jay's muscles are owlets.
Watch the video.
I've never seen that tattoo.
It's there.
Lots revealed
Sharpie.
Tonight.
It's a Sharpie.
Yeah, it's a temporary tattoo.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's get into the show because we are off the rails. Okay. Off the rails. Tom and Ariana go to Villa Blanca to kind of train the bartender there on some other drinks going on at the other properties. Wasn't Lisa trying to sell Villa Blanca for the longest time?
Oh, I don't know. That
was word on the street. I guess she's re-embracing it as part of the brand.
Okay, they did this before with Sir going into Pump, or people from Sir going into Pump. Now, are they just trying to make it a very across the board, wherever you go, you're going to have a Pumptini?
I think that's what they're trying. I think she's trying to cross promote all the restaurants so that, so let's say you can't get into Sir that night, you'll try to like go down, you know, take an Uber down to, or excuse me, a Lyft down to Villa Blanca.
Right. It just seems like they're using the same ingredients in a lot of the drinks.
Well,
it's
maybe,
like, what's the point?
Maybe it's like, you know that you've made a reservation for her restaurant and you're expecting to get like a Pumptini that you've already seen on Vanderpump Rules a million times, and they're like, well, we don't know how to make that, or we don't have that, you know.
True.
Like, oh, that's just on the show, but I want it.
Yeah.
Did this scene remind anyone of, I think it was two seasons ago when they all went to Pump to learn how to make the drinks, and Jackson that
Matthew, can you just say that? Let's plug in. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh.
When they went, and then Jax was, like, making them all awful, and Ariana and Tom were...
Yeah, and there was the, and Jax and the manager, Eric, were going at it.
Yeah, the and I applied at Pump, and I had an interview with that guy who was doing the things. Yes, he was the one who was
there.
You
applied there?
I thought I had it. I was supposed to meet with Ken, and I got ghosted by Ken.
What the F?
Yeah, this is a while ago.
I totally see you in the pink and silver button down.
Maybe I'll go after tonight and go apply again.
Yeah. And then when you see them asking if they'll join us on our show.
Yeah.
I need the hookup for free Pumptinis. Okay.
Pumptinis.
They're so good.
I've got a hookup for you.
Amazing. Yeah. They're so good.
I'm going to get in on that.
So the one I had was amazing.
My friend who's at Pump is going to be like,
Did you have it at Pump, or was, because now they're doing the different drinks? Or
I actually had it at Pump, okay. Pump was fairly new, and I went with a few people from here, from AfterBuzz.
Very cool.
Have any of you been to Villa Blanca?
No.
No. Yes.
I've heard the bathroom's a disaster.
Off Bitch Sesh. Yeah.
That's the glowing review of...
But their bathrooms at Pump are a mess, too.
Never been.
It's like...
Never been.
To the bathroom.
Never been.
To the
bathroom.
Well...
Oh, but you guys, I have three whole pages of notes.
Okay, let's
keep rolling. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. They're making the drinks. Who cares? And Sandoval says he's going to James's hypnotherapy session for his emotional issues and drinking. I think it's a good idea.
Anything that will help.
And it's holistic.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving on.
Can we,
not a strong
we'll
reaction.
About, we'll talk
not
about the
We'll talk about it later when we do the actual thing. All right, James and his mother are at lunch. What a character. So he tells her he got fired, which I'm surprised it's taken him this long. I guess he wanted to do it on camera, you know, for the whole world to see. She says because they're all jealous. I cannot with this mother, especially after knowing the story about how she, like, stole Kristen's credit card and the whole thing.
My eyes almost rolled into my skull when she said the jealous thing. And I said, why does everybody, him and his mom are like enabling them, him, to think that this is the problem?
Yeah, he was like, I mean, I know everyone looks at me and thinks that I'm this kid with really amazing hair.
My perfect hair.
Yeah.
Oh, this British kid who just has like really perfect hair and I'm so amazing. But.
Yeah. You guys
but my
should...
life's not a dream.
Very humble.
Yeah.
But it makes sense where he's getting this inflated ego from if the mom is saying that people are jealous. And then the digs into Kristen were rough.
Whoa.
I agree.
Barron, my God.
I joked with them. I said, I feel like she just said to the producer, like, get ready because I'm just going to do like five in a row. You know Kristen's carving? She's going to have no kids. Ready? She's probably barren. Ready? She's going to get slapped in the face.
She was on it. Like, she was going in.
It not was, nice.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kennedy doesn't play.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline Kennedy. Jacqueline Kennedy. Oh, stage name.
Is her maiden name Bouvier?
SAG member.
Probably because she steals credit cards, why doesn't she steal identities? So she invites herself to his performance, his rap performance. He's not only going to be DJing for the first time at his new job.
Yeah.
He's going to be rapping. And woof, the Kristen Karma thing was rough. So we go to another child and mother duo, Brittany and her mom. They're packing up to send Brittany's mom on her way back to Kentucky.
Bet Jax just couldn't wait to get rid of her at this point.
That whole incident to me was like textbook Jax. Like, they just are trying to have a conversation, and Brittany's like, you need to take it down a level. My mom's just asking a question, and you can just answer her in a normal tone of voice. And he had to get up and slam the door and leave. Then he comes back at Brittany's request and is like, oh, sorry you had to see that, Brittany's mom, but your daughter needs to realize what she's got here. I could not have laughed harder when he said that.
Whose side? Because unfortunately, we can't watch with you because you're doing the Royals. Yes. But okay. Whose side were you on that for that fight?
I think that the way that the two women approached it, like, it could have been more delicate, but him immediately flipping out, slamming the door, like, you can't do that in front of your girlfriend's mom.
I didn't think he immediately flipped out. I thought he tried to defuse it, and I thought that they kept pushing, and then I think he got annoyed. But also, there was a moment where Brittany was trying to tell him to calm down, mm-hmm. when he didn't seem to me that he was riled up.
Okay.
And yes. I think when you tell someone to calm down, and
that gets them
right. Yeah. Well, it was like the whole, don't take that tone of voice with me. I know that tone of voice.
Yeah.
Don't you speak to me that way. And it's like, ooh.
I also thought this conversation was the next morning, probably after the roast, and it's like, oh, we're bringing this up. Like, on his end, like, we're bringing this up again. Like, we're retreading
Well, they did say last week on camera, we need to talk about this later. So it was obviously, we're going to film her saying this so that we have to film her. Yeah. Talking to him about it again.
I just would have thought it would have been after the roast, like the night of.
Side note, our newest panel member this evening, Jesse, has an admirer.
Ooh. You
know, Darren Wilson wants to know who the new hottie is.
Darren.
It's Jesse D'Angelo.
Find him on Twitter.
Am I blushing?
Yep. Yes.
I have rosacea. Oh, I have rosacea.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Do you guys have a difference of opinion? You're basically thinking
I was on Jax's side.
I thought that he handled it well, and then I think that it just fell apart really quickly.
I think he was standing outside of the door when he went out of the house. Like, I'll wait for the text to come back.
I didn't even think it was something the way that they were. I don't know. The mom could have worded it better, I thought. But the fact that he came back and goes, your daughter needs to realize what she has here, just took me off of any side of Jax's that I had previously been on. I was like, really, dude?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cliche.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Could have been better.
Moving on. We're painting it, sir.
Yeah.
No, purple, they were not painting it,
that,
sir.
Well, that purple paint that Katie's been buying for 3 weeks in a row now is finally chosen.
Yeah.
And they're fake painting around things to be able to discuss Katie's feeling weird about her bridesmaids deciding things without her.
Painting was a general theme in tonight's episode because they did the
a thread runs through it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She thinks it's a bad idea that they're planning her bachelorette without her.
Yeah.
I have been a bachelorette more times than I would like to admit. A bridesmaid more times than I would like to admit. Mm-hmm. The bride doesn't plan anything. The bride doesn't plan her shower. The bride doesn't plan her bachelorette party. She can make, like, suggestions of where she would like to have it, but, like, you plan it without her and you pay for it without her.
She has an actual wedding to plan.
That's right.
That's why you let the bridesmaid, you let your henchmen plan the rest of that. You worry about the one day.
This is all that little hokey, jokey.
They're
silliness.
Giving Katie and Lisa a lot of scenes together to really sell the assistant. Because Katie is Lisa's assistant now, so they're just trying to really bury in that story.
Bury.
Well, and I think they're also trying to have Katie and Tom's wedding be like the thread throughout the season.
And maybe give us a reason why Lisa's officiating the wedding. Like, they've grown so close.
They
trust each other. I don't know. Like, I think that they're really trying to sell us on this.
Yeah. I think that they're also trying to make it where it's like Katie has graduated from being just a server.
Right.
To having an actual job to generate some sort of income.
Gotcha.
I think.
Mm.
Okay.
I agree.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm with you. You guys are all being so weird tonight.
Am I throwing off the energy, guys? I'm sorry.
No.
Darren, what do you think?
Josh, can we get rid of Jesse? Is it possible to do that mid-show?
Pull 11, Josh, I just fall through.
Josh, can we hit pause?
I mean, I can mute his mic if you want me to mute his mic.
And everybody say hi to our wonderful engineer, Josh.
Hi, Josh. Wow! He was like ready for his moment.
He's been waiting for weeks.
When opportunity means preparation. Oh my god. I love it.
Can you be the engineer and join us on the panel?
Yeah, why not? I can give my voice here and there. I don't watch the show, but I can pretend like I do.
You've got a good voice.
I know, I love it.
Thank you very much.
It's like a DJ.
That.
Yeah. Like a DJ James Kennedy.
You know, DJ
with
James
amazing
Kennedy.
Hair.
I'm just like this British guy with perfect hair.
And piercing blue eyes.
And I'm like, you need to calm down.
It's nothing but love, bruv.
Bruv. Okay, so the guys go to a suit fitting with Ariana because she's basically a dude.
Loved it.
I did too.
Yeah.
I like that she likes being with the dudes because it really separates her from the other chick pack that we're having a problem embracing this season. And she's like doing her own thing. Little Miss Independent.
This is Ariana at the
at the suit fitting.
My thing with her was my favorite quote, which was, I don't think it's that different when she's talking about Stassi, like being the old
Stassi and new
and
Stassi.
She's just saying, I don't think there's a difference. And like,
I just love her delivery because they get so riled up over everything, and then when you cut to her, she's just like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, she's like, these people are psychos.
Yeah, she gives the best, like, DGAF face. She's just like,
oh. And everyone wants a reaction, and they never get it from her. She's like, I mean, do we need to talk about this?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, that's how you win.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just sitting here, and my makeup looks perfect, and I don't care about
you. She's like, I'm just trying to paint. Like, and I'm better than you, and I'm funnier than you, and I'm not even going to crack a smile.
Remember when she was, like, hunched over her shoulder, like, her chair, and she's like, really? Like, one of my favorite, like, side interviews was Ariana just like slunched, like she could care less. Like, I will do this
you
for a paycheck.
You need a gif of that, of her chif gif, whatever.
There's gotta be one.
You're right, though, about the smile. She won't crack a smile, period.
You could not pay her.
No.
I loved how much she loves her horse. Like, 30 years with the, or 22 years with the horse. Like, I lost a dog after 16. I can't imagine adding on another.
Oh my god, I know. Six. I was just thinking about my dog, and I was like, oh, she was so attached to this horse.
Yeah. It's cool that she rides. That was
and
nice.
I feel like I love that scene because I feel like it taught me a lot about Ariana because I think she's hard to pin down or figure her out.
Yeah.
And it was just another side of her personality that's you feel very sympathetic toward her in that moment, which I think often you don't because she's like the cool girl and she doesn't get upset. And
you always get Ariana with Tom. It's very rare to have an Ariana without Tom.
True. It's like she's being roped into a Sheena scene, or it's Ariana and Tom.
There was a weird moment when she got off the horse and she walked over to Tom and Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I wonder what Tom's doing here. Like, I completely forgot that they were a couple for a second.
Mm.
I didn't know why he was there. And then I was like, oh.
They were busy that day. So that morning, Tom and James were filming the hypnotism scene while Sheena and Ariana were at the horse farm.
Yeah.
And then they were talking about later tonight is James's gig. So everybody had a very busy filming schedule that day, but production really got their money out of the cameramen and everybody. Yeah. Good lord.
Long day, I bet.
Got a lot on the burners.
A lot of irons in the fire today. Yeah. Hoping to pop something off.
How can we incorporate Lisa into this?
Paint. She can paint.
Yeah. They were like, can we have a production meeting? She can paint. Yeah, buy a roller and buy a brush. And then, you know what? Call Peter. See what he's doing.
Yeah.
After 4 weeks of hunting, we have the perfect purple.
Peter was like, oh, man.
Did Sheena go...
Like,
he had one line in that.
Yeah, yeah, one line.
Did Sheena go from the horse riding, or from watching Ariana to the brunch with
girls? Oh, yes, lunch with the girls as well.
Or I'm assuming brunch, because I'm a gay man in LA. I think everybody just brunches.
Busy. Yeah. Didn't it look like they were in, like, a parking lot of a strip mall or something? Like,
I mean,
it didn't...
would that surprise us?
Like, it looked to me like it wasn't really a place that you would sit outside to eat, that table's just, like, thrown out there for filming.
Then they may have done that for the fact of seating so many people and for camera, like, able to work.
For noise, whatever.
Now, you had told us a while ago that they were going to go to New Orleans for the bachelor party. I didn't know that not going into the show until you told us. And I thought Sheena was right saying, like, I don't know if we should go there because then you're going to want to plan everything. And then she said, unless we can all suggest. And then Sasha's like, well, I know it, that's why I should do it. And then she's like, but if you guys have suggestions. So I think she's like turning Sheena's idea into her own idea.
Yeah, I agree. But I thought it was kind of bitchy of Sheena to be like, we all want to plan this and you're just going to take it over. Like, duh, she's from that town. So she said, I want to plan, you know, it'll be so much cheaper than going to Vegas. Like, I will, you know, pick the best, cheapest spots we can go and we'll still have a great time because I know the best places. Like,
yeah.
Why are these people acting like they have to pinch pennies? Like, they're like, you owe me that $500. Yeah. Like, you're getting paid to live your life.
I can't afford this on a waitress budget.
Yeah, right? Right?
And then they were saying, throwing Bahamas around.
No, but then they're Bahamas and they go, oh.
Yeah. Does everybody have a passport?
Vegas is not an option.
Oh, and then Sheena paid.
Listen, here's the thing. If we were going for my bachelorette and somebody threw out Bahamas and one person was like, I don't have my passport. I'm like, sorry, Brittany, bye. Uh-huh. You're staying home then.
Right.
We're going to the Bahamas.
Send you a selfie.
Yeah. Would you, though?
I mean, it depended on how, I think that would be like, how close are they to me? Bye.
Yeah.
I know, it's so bitchy.
Does the bride traditionally have a say in the bachelorette location? I don't know this.
I mean, not in any of the weddings I've been a part of.
Okay.
I mean, if they feel very strongly about not wanting a certain place, obviously I'm you're not sure going to be like, Megan doesn't want Vegas, but we're going to Vegas. Yeah. Like, we want it.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know if it's really...
I have a whole fabulous trip planned in my head for my sister's bachelorette party. And she threw out, guess what? All my friends are married with kids and they're not going to want to go anywhere. Ugh. Like, these girls won't even travel from the suburbs of Philly to Philly. Oh. Which is, like, so basic to me as far as, like, bacheloretting goes. And it's not fair. Like, my sister went to all their crap before those girls got married.
You have your work cut out for you to plead a case to get them.
Well, I said, well, just you and me and my mom or something. We can all go on a trip and yeah. We'll go. And, like, we can do something lame with those girls. Like, the night of your shower or something, after your shower.
I am excited to see New Orleans because it's a city I've never been to and I want to see it.
I've never been there.
I like that option better than us seeing them in Vegas.
I've only ever seen, like, the really touristy spots on TV. Mm-hmm. So seeing them maybe go to some cool dive bars or wherever Stassi wants to take them will be a different view of it.
Right.
And cool.
And I bet Stassi plans an amazing trip.
I'm sure.
Well, look at Montauk. Slash the production team that had to clear everywhere they're growing planned a great trip.
Yeah.
And again, it's like, what, Sheena, are you going to look up some places on Yelp? Like, why wouldn't you just let Stassi, like, take the reins? She knows the best
But maybe
stuff
she
to
just
do.
Didn't want to go to New Orleans.
For that reason.
And maybe it's a money thing again. Maybe it's like, I don't want you taking over and planning everywhere we're going to go, and then you're going to tell me I owe you $500.
Right. If I'm in the wedding party, I would want to say as well.
I would want to say, Sheena, too.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Stassi had a good bitchy line, though, when she was like, well, if you were going to go to Azusa, then I would ask you to plan it. That is a burn.
And last week, she had one of my favorite, I think it was my favorite line of the episode, when she asked...
What were you, raised by wolves in the hills of Azusa?
So these are digs from...
Yes, I died. I thought
these
it was so good.
These are digs from Stassi, because Azusa is a town out here deep in the valley.
I'm from close to Azusa. That's where I was born.
I don't even think there's, like, anything wrong with being from the Valley, but Stassi thinks it's, like, a super bitchy thing to be like, you're from Azusa.
It's like this, yeah,
well,
it's like
Stassi's very, like, well off. I mean, you know what I mean? We've seen her parents and stuff. She comes from, you know, so I get that.
Yeah.
That's the way she views that.
Right, right.
I don't
hometown.
Know.
Well, that was the brunch. Or lunch. Daytime eating.
The claws were out, but at the end, everyone was like, "Woo, successful bridesmaid lunch!"
Yeah,
bridesmaids.
Bring it in.
Well, yeah. I guess.
Yeah,
bridesmaids.
I was very impressed with Kristen's like texting. Like in no time, she had forced all the men to do a group bachelorette trip with them where they wanted to go.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes flat.
And
through
again,
texting only.
I appreciate them showing the phones because it just is like, I love...
The receipts
I love
are
receipt.
Everything.
That thread was like...
I do, because I can pause and be like, yep, she's saying exactly what she said. I love that.
Interestingly enough, all the girls went to Vegas this past week. The girls were all in Vegas for Brittany's birthday.
Oh.
Even though Vegas was not an option for the Bachelorette.
Is that where Katie got a guy to motorboat her? Or motorboated a dick?
I can't remember.
Was that Vegas?
Motorboated a D.
That was a long time ago.
Was that in Vegas? Maybe that's why it wasn't an option.
Michelle D said, wait, Azusa is a real place?
Girl.
You can take the gold line there now. The gold line extension.
Yes.
I wouldn't even know how to get to the gold line.
It's near.
What is it? A train?
I thought you were going to say
train,
Azusa.
It's a train, honey. It's a train on the metro.
I thought the Metro was a train. Is that the same? I don't know.
Well, Metro is the name of Los Angeles's...
We don't frequent public transportation.
We're in L.A.
I know. Everybody has a car.
Yeah.
Okay, so James has his hypnosis appointment. I don't know why he was wearing a sir hat to start out the scene, but then he ripped it off to make a point that he has the perfect hair.
Perfect hair, mate.
Bruv, you can't mess with his hair.
And people just look at me and they think...
The jealous. The jealous.
This British DJ who's got it all, perfect hair, bruv.
He's going to do the rest of the episode as...
I can't.
Yeah.
Did you guys think he really was hypnotized, though? I did. I bought it.
She looks sleepy.
Yeah. I will say, my dad was, he went under hypnosis to quit smoking.
Smoking? Okay.
Yeah, and I know that's a pretty common one. Yeah. So, and he said that coming out of it, he was aware, like, he just felt like it was a very deep meditation almost. He had a cigarette to prove that he wasn't hypnotized, but then he quit after that. He left the session, smoked one, and said, I want to do it for myself. And then he quit. I don't know if that's saying anything about him, but... So I believe in it.
I'm not sure that the hypnosis worked on James, but I do feel like that he actually did go under hypnosis in that scene.
In the end,
cut to the end of the episode.
He was mad.
Money well spent.
Yeah, the power was not with James.
Okay, so it didn't work.
Did anyone else notice her reading from a script? I'm like, have you not done this enough times? Never seen, like...
Maybe she was so nervous with the cameras.
You do not need... Hang on. You do not need...
Yeah, she was like...
You know what I thought it was?
He said something interesting to me, which he said, I want to show others I'm not a joke. I do have a bachelor's degree in psychology. And so I think that what James is saying is, I really do. I think that what he needs is he needs to stop doing stuff for other people and just, like, focus on what he wants for himself. Mm-hmm. Like, first thing she asks, what do you want? He says, I want to prove to people, or I want to show people that I can, like, fill a room. That's not the goal. Like, first work on yourself before you start doing that. I think he needs therapy more than a hypnosis.
I think it's also part of his age. I think that would be something you would prioritize to yourself as a younger person. And then you get older and realize, I should have been focusing all this time on being good at my craft, not, you know, looking good to everyone.
I'm just sick of the age excuse. I don't buy that. Yeah. I wasn't acting like that at 24.
That's a good point. Because, I mean, I had to get a job, you know. College was over, and I had to get a job and be a grown-up at, 21, 22, when you graduate? Yeah. Like,
and how old is he now? You said 20?
I think 25. He was young when he was when he first started. That was about four years ago. I think he was 21 or 22. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call 24.
Okay.
I know the circumstances are different. Like, you're on a show, and you probably have a lot more access to this stuff, but it's just, like, get it together.
Yeah.
You've seen it shot you in the foot so many times, and you had to. How embarrassing is it to keep apologizing on TV for the same problem?
Mm-hmm.
It's sick.
It's sick.
Okay. I don't like it.
Jay is a strong opinion this evening.
Until the very end of this episode, you know how I feel about James. And then the end of this episode, I was on his side. I was actually like, you guys are on the wrong side of this about Kristen and Jax. Like, stop. You guys are going out of your way now, but I'm sorry I'm jumping ahead, but up until this point with James, I don't like watching him usually on the show because I don't find him entertaining, but that's it. Sorry. Monologue. Filibuster.
It's sick.
It's sick.
You don't do that.
Any other thoughts or feelings on James' hypnosis? Okay, moving on. At this point, chronologically in the show, Ariana does have her horseback riding day. This show is off.
I look like a psycho now. I'm like going on a tangent. And everybody else is like, no opinion.
Yep, no comment.
Okay, thanks guys.
Welcome to the panel, Jesse.
And now I'm going to get Twitter. Oh dear.
I'm like sweating now. You guys are moving. This show is off the rails. Okay, at this point in this episode, this is when Ariana has her horseback riding day. In this scene, Sheena talks smack on Katie and Tom going to do their prenup. So if these all were filmed on the same day, Katie and Tom are signing their prenup probably during the bachelorette luncheon. I thought this scene was so hysterical when they did their prenup. First of all, the lawyer. I just wasn't expecting the lawyer. I thought it'd be like a slick looking LA type lawyer.
Yeah.
It was just like anybody's dad or grandpa.
I think it was a landscaper. they were like, sir, can we use you for this scene? The lawyer backed out last minute and he was like, welcome to the firm.
I think he was originally in the scene with the horse and Ariana, but they just cut that so they could use him as the lawyer.
Totally.
So let's talk about their assets. I don't know why they get a prenup. Because they don't have any current assets. Listen.
Well, how much money do they have where they need a prenup? Calm
first
down.
Of all, the fact that Sheena was shading them getting a prenup and saying, I married someone I trust.
Yeah.
Was
major
wow.
foreshadowing, too.
Yeah.
And then.
I love that
the
word.
Fact that the editors.
Foreshadowing.
The fact that the editors probably shadily cut out any assets Katie did have.
Yeah.
Or Tom did have.
Oh.
And it sounds like she only has $200 in her bank account.
You took it as $200? Because I was thinking $200,000.
Same.
You wouldn't have $200,000 in a checking account, would you?
I don't know.
I thought they were just talking about her random checking account.
I mean, that's not enough to warrant, like, an offshore Cayman account. What else do you put it
think
in?
Think about what she's making on the show.
I mean, you invest that puppy. And, like, her savings account was only, what, $4,000? Like, you would have a special savings account for all this money.
Maybe.
You wouldn't. It wouldn't be, like, sitting in your checking account.
No, she's
like
$4,700.
Maybe they flipped us. I wonder if they were, like, tell us, you know, make up a number so we can make this seem. Because I really do feel like sometimes the producers try and make it seem like they are servers only.
Right,
and that they're
not
stars of a TV show.
Right. Maybe it was $200,000 and they just wanted it to seem like they didn't have money.
I didn't think it was $200,000 when they said it, and then Jay said, "Do they mean thousand?" And I thought, "Oh, did they?" I have no idea, but I feel like it was some sort of trickery.
Because I assumed 1,000 too, but then when you said it's probably so, it seems like 200.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you didn't say
that? No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
We're all confused.
I don't know. We don't know. I guess. Yeah. I feel like the lawyer and the hypnotist are a couple in real life. Yeah. He was like,
I love that theory.
Babe, what are you doing tonight? And she was like,
feeling
oh,
the scene.
Yeah, I'm going to the British boy's living
room.
The
good
room.
Hair?
Yeah, the one with the good hair. I'm going to be in his living room.
Meanwhile, I'm meeting with Butterboy and Gordo's parents.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. $2,500 for a prenup. Who knew?
I know. That's expensive. Lawyers are expensive.
But he's the best of the best, that lawyer. You need to understand. Like, he's just not.
Ironclad prenup they purchased right there.
It was an interesting comment that Katie had in her interview that Tom has been reluctant to shell out any sort of dough for the wedding, but he's, like, easily volunteering to pay for the prenup.
I have all the evidence I need to prove that Tom does not want to be married. Come on. It's like he cried to the psychiatrist, therapist, whoever, at the beginning of the season about not getting married. He's dragging his feet about the location, the money, the this, the that. But he's ready to sign up for that prenup.
But it sounds like he would have benefited because Katie, the lawyer, quote unquote, said that.
Well, didn't they say that they're each taking what they will make in the future? They're not taking each other's money?
Oh, like communal assets. You're right.
Okay.
Jay's also a lawyer.
Jay also is on top of his bachelor's in psychiatry, he's also pre-law.
Guys, that's why I'm so passionate about my arguments. I watch a lot of People's Court. Go ahead.
Sheena shadily slides into work, Sheena the pot stirrer, and she chats with Ellie. They're going to confront James at his new job tonight. Classy. Or Friday night. Friday night, she says, mm-hmm. in that scene.
Yeah.
So this whole timeline's a little off to me, or else I caught a day wrong that they were speaking of.
I don't love Ellie.
No?
No.
She gives me, I get vibes that she looks like another actress to me or something. Or a singer.
Or someone from Dancing with the Stars, like a professional.
Yeah.
What scene have you not liked?
What scene has you not liked?
What scene has you not liked?
Tell me more. Yeah. What is not the favorite?
I don't know. I just feel like she's like, let's film this.
The fact that she's like mid-30s and was willing to go on television and admit she slept with James just to like get on the show tells me a lot.
Yeah.
Unless she's getting a paycheck, then yeah, that's like...
They needed her for this, though.
They did. They did. Especially with Lala's disappearance.
Yeah. They were like, we'll get you in on the Bachelorette trip if you confront her.
I'm in. Do you want to go... Yeah. Do you want to go to New Orleans? You got to take a picture.
She's like, my bag's packed.
We're talking Bahamas. We're not sure yet. Vegas is not an option, though.
I wonder if these girls were so devious that they on purpose slept with James to try to get on the show.
People are hungry.
I wouldn't doubt. The thirst is real at that restaurant.
Like Tom Sandoval said, go get a drink, you're thirsty. He was my voice of reason.
He was really just the only person with any common sense tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that bar scene, which I think, we're there, right? Everybody's showing up at the, did we skip anything?
Stand by, one sec. Yeah, okay. So Jax and Brittany go to dinner, and they have to mention that everyone's going to go to James's new job and confront James. And Brittany warns him not to fight because he's still on probation, which I didn't even realize. Mm-hmm. But of course, Jax says he can't promise anything. He's almost 40 years old, and he still can't not get in a bar fight.
Right.
Okay, so then we go to paint night.
Oh, right.
So we are not even at the bar fight yet. Oh, my God. Okay, so we go to the paint night, which I don't understand why Stassi comes as the third wheel. Like, Katie and Stassi are so connected at the hip. Yeah. It's like, I don't get it. I don't get I think the producers forced her to go be in this scene because there was friction between Ariana and her.
I could believe Stassi just not, like, Stassi wanting to go.
I mean, she third wheeled so hard with Katie and Schwartz this year that she went to their honeymoon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Like, after they had been there alone a few days, she showed up and was at their honeymoon alone with them, third wheeling.
I mean, that's a bit much.
And Tom and Ariana were there, too.
Schwartz really needs to learn to put his foot down, or else he didn't want to be alone with his wife.
Yeah. Maybe he was like, guys, like, just come.
I mean, and that activity looked cool. I even said I want to go. Basics.
I can send you the Groupon info.
Wait,
for
they
that.
Were all drinking beer.
There's
not
100%
wine.
A Groupon.
It's
for
under
that
clearance.
Too.
Oh, I'm sure there's like 5 Groupons for that. Paint night.
Let's go.
Okay, so the tiff between Stassi and Ariana trying to discuss how Ariana spoke to her. I actually was on Stassi's side. Ariana said, "But why do you care?" And Stassi said, "Well, because we're friends with all the same people." Ariana goes, "It's fine." And Stassi said, "It's not fine with me." She totally kept her cool, and I thought she made a great point.
Me too.
She wants to not be spoken nastily to because they need to be in the same group around each other a lot.
Her feelings are hurt. Mm-hmm. And I think that in this instance, like the 3 months that they do film, that's what Stassi's referring to is like, you have to be cool with me at least at this point. At the 3 months in the summer that we're filming, try to be nice, and then for the rest of the year, you guys can go be in your own corner.
And you're going to be at my best friend's wedding. Let's all try and get along.
Yeah.
Fair.
I thought Katie was speaking to Ariana kind of like they were not friends at all in this moment.
I think Katie wants the best for the wedding party. Deep down, like, she's just like, I want this crushed. Like, I don't want this kind of energy. Like, I didn't like how she was like, of course, one of the boys. Like, when Tom's like, no, she's going to be spending time with the guys during the bachelorette party. Which
she got all butthurt about that.
Yeah. How do you feel about bachelorette parties being in the same place? Isn't that a thing?
I say break up, take your time. Like, it's like when you're supposed to get wild and crazy and do stupid stuff. Not like, I have to keep my eye on him so he doesn't cheat on me.
Yeah. Well,
like, he already
did. Would you guys ever do the same, like, bachelor? Like, how would it?
No, I want my alone time with the girls. Like, raging and clubbing and, like, doing the do. Like, what?
Raging and clubbing and just...
Motorboating.
I was in Vegas. Here's the thing. I was in Vegas last week for the first time. Oh. And meanwhile, the cast of Vanderpump Rules was also there, but I did not run into them because I was actually with my boyfriend and my parents, of all people. Mm. So I was not like clubbing or anything. So I didn't run into them because literally all they were doing was like going out to dinner and clubbing.
I'm with you. I like when they're separate.
In the chat room, Alexandria Smith says, Stassi is getting taste of her own medicine. And JJ King says, but Stassi talks to everyone crazy. Talking about the painting.
Yeah. Wow. I thought she seemed like level-headed and made a great point and wasn't being like the mean girl in this moment, actually.
I think Stassi like kind of dishes a lot, but when it's reciprocated, she gets very... I think this season we've really seen a sensitive side of Stassi. So she doesn't like being really...
At times.
I mean, and like you guys said, in this... I think in this situation, it's like the age-old reality situations. Like, we don't have to be best friends, but let's be cordial, like you said, while we're filming. You know what I mean?
But I'm a little like Ariana. I don't want to be cordial with somebody. Like, I just don't want them near me.
Mm-hmm. And JJ King continued to say she didn't like talking to someone who isn't scared of her.
Exactly.
Which is something that Ariana touched upon in the show. She was like, Stassi's lived her entire life.
Everyone bowing down
to her. Right, and I won't do it.
That's what's amazing to me is seeing how Stassi was probably only speaking half respectfully to her because she is, like... knows she can't win with Ariana. Mm-hmm. She's kind of frightened of her.
But I don't think Ariana's doing that to spite Stassi. I think Ariana just does not...
genuinely doesn't care.
Exactly. I don't think she's just like, I'm going to stick it to Stassi by not giving in. I think Ariana's just like, I don't care
to make amends with you. Yeah.
Right.
Let's jump into the bar fight.
Cool.
Okay, so James is at his new bar that he works at. His mom is there. His girlfriend is there. Everyone's pretending like it's the best thing ever. It's the best music they've ever heard. So a few people show up who really shouldn't be there and are really not invited. Yeah. Sheena. Also, Ellie and Gigi, who both claim they slept with James while he was dating Raquel. Kristen shows up with Carter, and Jax shows up as well. Also, James starts rapping, and he shouts out Lala because we can hear Lala's vocal track in the background. And Jax says, shout out to Lala for moving away. So I'm wondering if this was during the time period where she told us in studio, I went home to Utah and shut off my phone.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because...
I think the cast is aware now that Lala is MIA. Like, she's gone. She's not coming back.
It's weird for us as a viewer because it's like, in the last time we saw her, she's like, I'm not quitting today. But now she's missing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She said she has one more after she quits, so I think she's going to come back toward the end of the season and just kind of give that final wrap-up.
Closure.
Yeah. That'll be nice.
I think it's still coming. I'm not sure, though. I mean, we talked to her about it, and I think that we still have one coming up where she just gives a final, this is the end.
Cool.
Like a closure episode.
The closure, yeah.
So, Gigi introduces herself to Raquel. So this is where all the trouble starts. And Raquel is actually not... I give Raquel a lot of credit. She goes, oh, I've heard a lot about you. And I thought she was just going to be, like, playing dumb and not knowing who this girl was. And she's like, oh, I've heard you're obsessed with my boyfriend. And I was like, okay. This girl's got some balls.
I see you, Raquel.
I was like, okay. Get him, girl. Not just the beauty queen. Yeah. Okay, Jay, what does this mean?
I mean, if Gigi really wanted to come in here, she was acting like a jealous side piece. She wasn't acting like, I wanted you to know. If Gigi came in and said, like, girl, because they said girl in front of every sentence, girl,
I wanted condescension.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, I slept with James. I have proof. I'm just watching out for you that this is what's going on.
Right.
And then they went into it, like Tom said, knowing that James had a girlfriend, so it's wrong on Gigi and Ellie. I'm not going to shame either. I mean, both of them, everybody was in the wrong in this. It's not like James lied and said, no, I'm not with anybody, or maybe he did. And that's why Gigi and Ellie jumped in. But if Gigi went in with it and said, like, Raquel, like, just so you know, I did sleep with him. I have proof. Do with that what you want, and I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. But instead she was, like, acting like,
make it a
he's
whole thing.
Mine. Yeah, I don't know why you're with him. I'm like, why are you, like, if you don't care about him, like...
Why did they even go and make a scene anyway? Like, why did they need to confront
the girlfriend? Here's a bag of clothes you left at my house.
Right, like, they brought receipts and props. Or, like, I don't understand why they needed to make...
Bag.
Yeah.
If they wanted to...
Torn down the scene.
If they really wanted Raquel to know and embarrass him, then they could have done it anywhere else. But why at his new job? Like,
because
that is a special...
They're thirsty.
A special brand of lowness.
Yeah. When you want to get the guy, you don't go after the girl. Like, Raquel had nothing to do with it. It's James's fault, so don't go after Raquel.
Right.
I love when Gigi was like, if you're a Miss California, aren't you supposed to be, like, feminism?
Yeah. That was amazing.
Like, girl, you had the whole shuttle ride over to the set to think of your opening line. And are you supposed to be, like, feminism? It's like that SNL character, like the drunk girl at the party.
You don't want to talk to
her. Have you heard of, like, feminism? Like, that's what
I'm
thinking
of. Dying.
I'm going to need to mansplain this to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And then
perfect.
And then Kristen.
That was great.
Yeah. And then Kristen and Carter in the stands.
Stands.
Yeah. Yes. Did they bring in bleachers?
With their finger, their big foam finger, like.
Jack, home run.
I have never seen such thirsty, sad people as Kristen and Carter standing on the top of a booth to watch two other servers who screwed a guy who they knew had a girlfriend confront the guy about it in front of the girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was the saddest thing I think I've seen go down on this show, and we have seen the worst of the worst on this show. Like, I used to love season one and two sloppiness. This is, like, worse than ever. Like, I just don't think it's even cute or funny anymore.
It's like I said, Tom really saved this for me by calling everybody on their, you know what.
On
like,
he's just like,
mm-hmm. And just saying, like, and she's like, what, are you BFFs with James now? And he's like, no, I'm just calling, like, he's calling a spade a spade. Like, you guys came here knowing what you were doing. Like, knock it off.
You came here to watch a fight, and it got really sloppy.
It's sick.
It's sick.
Can that just be the new promo for, like, when you guys do, like, for a new after show?
Trademark.
This week's After Bus for Fighting From Rules is going to be, it's sick.
It's
the gift over and over.
It's sick.
Somebody
TM.
Make the gift, please. I'd love that.
So, okay, now, so James has the nerve to call Gigi dumpy ass.
So funny.
So sloppy.
So she decides to try to slap him. So then it gets messy. There's pushing, there's shoving.
But she was like, she had a curfew, but she's like,
it was like a weird
you?
Tap.
Hey, are you okay? That's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
It was
don't touch me.
And then he's like,
a lot of physical humor going on the audience.
Then it gets to like my most exciting parts of reality shows, where there's like a lot of like shoving, and you can tell the cameraman's being shoved, and there's like a lot of like faces you don't recognize flying in and out of the lens.
Like, producers, bouncers, everybody's like showing you Santa Claus.
So there was actually so much security at this club. Like unnecessary.
I wanted them to
amount.
Be out of the way. Like, I wanted them to be able to, like, go for each other. But it was like, but the one security guard who was, like, in between Jax and James, I was, like, watching it, like, get out of the way. Like, let them have at it.
Right. I wish these two really would tear
each
other up
for one, right?
I feel like Jax threw him through the bouncer. The security guard,
whatever
he was.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I can't believe Jax didn't get kicked out. What the
How
hell?
They
dragged
James
out.
Ugh.
His Gucci was inside, too.
Oof.
Damn, get his Gucci jacket.
Insult to injury.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so,
it's just...
Kristen's got her broken record. Why are you defending him? Mm-hmm. Screaming at Tom. And Tom, the only voice of reason in this entire thing, said, this is not a good look and I can't back you on this.
Right.
Ish.
The best.
I mean, he's the only person I've heard make any common sense. Any sense. I'm not making any sense.
It's just like when you... What? When you... When you don't like somebody that much, you just don't plan a Friday night to go watch them break it with an interior motive, as Jax would say.
Yes,
like going
I'm
to
here
a show.
For an interior motive.
Yeah, it's just sad.
It was a sad thing.
Yeah, and
to
Tom
me.
Was like, I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Any other thoughts, feelings, comments?
I was upset that they waited until the last minute of the show to get it. To that point, I could have watched the last half hour of that whole club scene.
Yeah.
I want to say I turned for James. Like, I feel like they went out of their way to provoke him, and his set probably would have been great, and now he's going to remember that night as just a fight, whereas, I don't know, it probably was a big moment for him.
It's like he just got out of a great hypnotherapy session. That
His hair was perfect. Like, let him have it. Anyway.
Except Cast really embarrassed themselves. But
there was one thing. Tiffany Davis mentioned earlier, this is about the Ariana Stassi thing, the painting scene. Tiffany Davis said, when did it become so cool to tell all of these people that you interact with on a regular how much you don't care about them? If you don't care, then go away. Like, why does she come around them?
Good point.
Because of Katie. Because they all, they're all friends with Katie.
Yeah.
Right?
Or maybe they all need to hear about, like, feminism?
Like, but aren't you, like, not a feminism?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be, like, feminism? Okay, so Jay had something really quick you wanted to shout out, and then we'll wrap it up.
I wanted to say thank you to Brandon Romano. He's a gorgeous Italian Twitter follower who loves the show. He watches everything on Bravo. And he pointed out a tweet that Lala sent out recently. If you guys want to, I can't talk about this feud anymore. That's still going on between the girls and Lala. Look it up on Lala's Twitter. It's going... And that's it. So thank you, Brandon, for watching. We appreciate it.
And pointing it out and tweeting. We love tweeting with you. Well, we're going to skip predictions this week, and we will talk about everything next week. But, guys, where can we continue the conversation with you online?
Instagram at @don't_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
You guys can find me everywhere at Jesse J. D'Angelo.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Please tweet me this week. I love tweeting with you guys. And it's all at MEGANSTECHER. And we'll see you next Monday for another episode of the Vanderpump Rules After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
It's sick.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
It's sick.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.